work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get the headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. NFL playoffs get going this week. Miami Dolphins. Today, I believe Chris Greer is meeting with the media.
I don't want to hear it.
Nothing? There's nothing you can say that would interest you?
No.
Nothing. I want to hear the question.
Here's what I am. I'm past the point of hearing what somebody has to say so we can comment on that. I'm more concerned with talking about what somebody does. Okay? So, we already know your offensive line project didn't work. For whatever reason, it didn't work. So, I don't want to hear about that. I want to hear about what you're going to do about this old-ass team. Because everybody's extremely old, and you're paying a lot of money to old guys. This is no knock on their abilities. But if you have a whole bunch of young guys, or old guys, even when you have success, it goes from 100 to 0 really quick, and then you're terrible. So you need to build. You need to have an infrastructure. Usually the way you do that, the way you can stay relevant, is to have a valid offensive line, a valid defensive line, one that can be together for a few years. It buys you time.
Draft me some stout interior lineman who's never missed a game. That's who I want.
Can I say this? Okay.
Stout.
Fans want guys to draft a need.
Yeah.
Don't draft a need. Because what happens when you draft a need is you sometimes end up picking a player higher than his true value is. And I don't want that.
You want Genty?
I just want what you got to let it play out.
Heisman finalist.
You have to let it play out.
Mm-hmm.
So that when they get to 13,
mm-hmm.
I want to see what is the best available player. I don't want reaching. I don't want drafting out of need. Best available player. Now, if there's a player that could fit your situation more,
yep,
that's one or two spots back, or a guy falls down, that's fine. But how many times have we had guys that the Dolphins drafted and we go, wasn't even on our radar? Right? No! So, let's draft. But I don't want to hear, but we needed this, we needed that. Even if it ends up working out, you could have had that guy. Like, no. It's time for this organization and this team to draft players that are going to be with the team for longer than 2 or 3 years.
Got to Bruce Buffer it, dude. It's time!
That's I thought you couldn't say that.
Oh, wait.
That's Bruce. We're not allowed to say Michael.
Jesus. He almost got me. We caught up there with you.
Yeah, what are you doing, dude?
Dude, why is he running over here? Come on, dude.
The and by the way, you said it first, so anyway.
I didn't say nothing.
Chris Greer is speaking to the media now.
Oh, now he is. Great.
Will the Dolphins accommodate Tyreek Hill's desire to play or trade him elsewhere? Barry Jackson tweets out Chris Greer, quote, Mike and I have had a conversation with Tyreek, productive conversations. I will keep those between us. In a frustrating season, he was very emotional in a game where we had a chance of coming back from 2-6.
He's coming back next.
Greer said Tyreek did not backtrack, quote, but didn't ask me for a trade. Didn't ask for a trade with me.
Again, like I told you before,
Damn, could you tell?
Are we smart enough to look at the way that interview went and saw how he kept getting more and more heated and heated that you knew at some point he was going to say something he may regret? Did you not get the feel from that, from just watching the way that interview went?
That is what Omar Kelly said the next day, that essentially he was not forced to speak, but heavily suggested that he should speak and therefore said something he probably didn't mean. But damage is done, dude. How do I go back on a team with a player?
Listen, nobody... Pat Riley was emotional when he told Jimmy Butler to shut up. Nobody gave him a pass.
Yeah, all right. That's right.
You guys have sat here and blamed me all year for it.
Yep.
And I don't want to hear it. You know, he might have gotten away from that from just saying, I got to pay him, I said the one thing that may have just flipped a little switch on him, and he went a little too far. And does anybody give Pat Riley the pass? No. It's held over Pat Riley's head all year long, and coincidentally, also over my head the entire time.
So, but here's the deal. When you direct something that you say towards another person, it becomes more difficult to take back, right? Because here's what happens. The rats run over to the other person and go, this is what he said about you. This is what he said. What is your comments? And they go back and forth.
I didn't say that about anybody, though. That's not what my question was.
No, no, no. You said, does Pat get a break? I said, the difference between what Pat Riley said and what Jimmy said is Jimmy's comments and Tyreek's comments were only about them. Pat Riley commented directly to Jimmy Butler. So it's harder to take that back. Even if you say, that's not what I meant, damage is done. Whereas when you say something that only involves you, it's much easier to take back and say, that's not what I meant.
What did the rat say?
Huh? This is what Pat said. This is what Pat said. What's your comments? Right?
Mike McDaniels from Barry Jackson. Mike McDaniels said there were certain players who were late this year who have been fined multiple times, and it won't be tolerated. He said fines have not been enough. Tardiness was a theme in his meeting yesterday. McDaniel said he will deal with this.
I told you what he needs to do, and it's not a knock here. When I was younger, and I have accepted these rules in my house, here's what it is. My dad would say this. The level of punishment that you get is solely based on you, not me. So if I say don't do something and we can only have a conversation, good. If it happens again and I have to raise my voice, okay, you're still not getting it. Maybe you'll get it after I raise my voice. If it continues, right, then you got to be punished. If it continues again, then you're going to get your butt whooped. Okay? But the level of punishment that you get is on you, not on me.
He said, quote, one thing I learned is finding guys didn't particularly move the needle in a way I needed to. I'll adjust as I should as a head coach.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, just
it's sounds like, it just sounds like he's got to fight him.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem.
You think that's his adjustment?
here's the problem.
Second time this week, Calais.
Mike McDaniel told Tyreek Hill. Here's what he said. He says he met with Tyreek Hill and told him leaving a game is unacceptable and won't be tolerated. What does that mean? That means is he going to be back?
Season's over. Suspend him.
Yeah, like. You know, we just can't have you around for OTAs.
You know why you don't have to worry about that? Tyreek should care more about what he did to the players in the locker room than what he did to the coach and the organization. That's a fact. Right? So, Zach Sealer saying, kind of showing disgust without really saying anything, just being disappointed. That should have more of an impact. That's what leaders do on the team. That the impact is not from the coach saying he didn't like it, but from your boys, the guys that you went to battle with, those guys, your other offensive players, Tua, the guys on defense saying, wait a minute, we out here, you know, doing this. And you,
send them to the cards. Get me T. Higgins.
Send him to, you mean?
Yeah, I'm like, how does that really
the Cardinals.
The Cardinals?
Yeah, send him to the Cardinals, far away.
Send him to...
Everybody wants to go to Arizona. No. Jimmy wants to go to Arizona. Send Tyreek to Arizona.
You want
to
send him to Cincinnati.
Yeah, but isn't he a free agent? Can we get T. Higgins on the market? Sign. Little swapskis?
Oh, we can't do sign trade?
I don't know how it works.
Mm. Me either. We got cut. In the NFL, we got cut and re-signed.
We'll take a break.
You don't get no sign to trade.
We'll get to more of the comments from Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel at their press conference. Back with more after this.
Hey, when this started off, I thought it was Better Off Alone. Right?
Better Off Alone.
Okay, sorry, we're done? Sorry.
Hey, so I was telling Tobes.
Yeah.
I was in Publix the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And the old man was walking.
Yeah.
And he kicked somebody came around the corner in a cart.
Yeah.
And he tried to hop out of the way because they weren't paying attention.
Yep.
He stepped on his own shoelace and he started falling.
Oh, no.
In slow motion. And you know the islands with all the sales stuff?
Yeah.
Just took it out.
No.
Did you help him?
Huh? I helped him up. I helped him up. And then I said, clean up on aisle 5.
Oh, great. You thought Leroy was going to miss a chance to embarrass somebody at his favorite store?
No, that's so messed up, Leroy.
No, I didn't. But they didn't know
I'm sure the people on the floor saw it, for sure.
Huh? No. But really? You're assuming
the team leaders, quickly, sure they would have gone.
No.
Everybody
was laughing at the poor dude.
You think he can sue for that, or is that his own doing?
Because it was the person who was riding the cart that almost mowed him down.
Wow. Chris Greer.
He was fine. He was laughing.
Chris Greer speaking to the media right now.
Why? Don't care. Don't care.
He's saying things,
I don't.
Dude.
Let me
He's
explain something
things.
To you. Did, here. I don't care what he has to say.
Come on, this is a good one.
No, I don't care what he has to say, because saying something at this point means nothing. That ain't going to fix. Talking about it ain't going to fix the offensive line.
Can you give me this one?
Tell me.
This one.
Go.
It's from Omar Kelly. According to Chris Greer, the Dolphins did go after backup quarterbacks. They were runners up for a couple.
You tried to sell us on Skylar Thompson. Stop it.
This offseason, he says, every stone will get turned.
I don't need stones. Look, I don't need you to look for the snake. I need you to find the snake.
There's a snake in my boot.
Dude.
Could you imagine
think about in life. In life. How disappointed have you felt when somebody walked up to you and shrugged their shoulders and go, I tried.
Could you imagine?
Right? That's what he's saying.
Instead of saying, just admitting that you overvalued Scott Johnson, being like, we almost got Aiden O'Connell.
Aiden O'Connell?
Exactly. We almost got Carson Wentz.
We should have gave Ryan Tannehill a call, dude. I'm telling
you. No.
Should have gave.
Dude.
That was
no
the answer. It could have been a great story. Look at us now.
No, listen. Here. Dude, I am him. No, you're not. Okay, they protected Tua for having a big name behind him. Let me explain something to you. You get to a certain point where you are who you are, and you're comfortable with that, and you don't care who's behind you. And if you don't feel that way, then you probably shouldn't be in that position to start. Right? The last quarterback that I could think of that got their feelings hurt when a quarterback was drafted behind him was Brett Favre. And he was right, because Brett Favre ended up being Aaron Rodgers. Okay? Chris. But other than that, drafting a quarterback, that shouldn't mean nothing to Tua. Drafting another running back, like, it's the team's job to do this for a number of years.
Yeah, what's that mean to Tua? You got $160 million.
Right, exactly.
Chris Greer asked, is he now concerned about the offensive line? Quote, I'm surprised it took this long to ask.
Minus one for Sass, no, dude. Get out of here,
minus
dude.
One for Sass,
man. Hey, dude.
You know what?
Get
you
out of here, bro.
Give him another minus one from Leroy.
Yep.
Minus one.
Wait. Look.
I'm going to break his legs.
You know what you should say?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to put Myles Garrett. You're going to carry the ball. And Liam Eichenberg's going to block for you. And let's see how you see what it's like.
When I said that I wasn't concerned, I was just supporting the O-line publicly.
Oh, my goodness, a Tobin. He pulled a Tobin.
They're the hardest working group in the building.
They just suck.
We ran it back with a lot of those guys while we added Brewer because they ran well in 2023. He said Paul and Andrew Meyer are good pieces. Dude, I have no idea if Andrew Meyer's a good piece. Like,
who's Andrew Meyer?
Exactly. He's a UTEP guard.
Did he never play?
He never played.
What is that? You couldn't get play on this offensive line?
Tobin is Chris Beer. Dude, I'm telling you, no lie, this sounds like you.
Austin Jackson was a huge loss. When he went down, it was a slow bleed out the rest of the year. Keon Smith was a huge loss. We had teams trying to trade for him. Isaiah Wynn was a setback. We thought he'd be back much quicker. That's a lot of ifs, dude. I don't know what to tell you, Chris.
The whole team, like, there's a lot of ifs.
A lot of O-line.
Okay, here. His intent. So he's basically saying this. If all the guys that he added were available, we would have been okay.
You know what that sounds like to me? That's like when Conor McGregor got his ass kicked by Khabib and just said, it was just for promotion. It was just for promotion. Oh. And Khabib's like, yeah, okay, dude. How about I smash you in the face some more? It was all for business, baby. We were just promoting the fight. Hey, I was just backing him publicly.
I don't know what this is. What is dumpster juice?
I don't know.
Oh, you know dumpster juice, dude. You ever take out garbage and a mysterious
liquid? Leroy is a Tua fanboy. Any boy with brain could clearly see Tua is an injury-prone, emotional quarterback that couldn't take Flores coaching. Nah, dude. You... So you think Tua was bad when Flores was here because he couldn't take Flores coaching? Like, this is what I hate, right? I hate just the...
Oh, no. I don't like the sound of that.
What?
Chris Greer, quote...
Dude, I'm telling you. Am I going to cuss?
Quote, we're going to have to invest in the offensive line now.
All right.
Go to break. Just go to break.
Jesus Christ.
Gone the damage done.
All right, we'll close it out. A little damage is done, my friend, here on a Tuesday. I'll go first.
You always go first. Why are you announcing it? I'm lashing out. I'm sorry. It's been a rough
day. You want to go first? I'll let you go first.
No.
I'll go first.
It's been a rough
day. You're right. I do hog the ball. Go ahead.
Damage is done.
So... me and Tobin had a show first. We both shut the mic down and walked out.
I think if nothing can top this damage is done right now.
And I need to explain to you why. Because, again, I don't listen to nothing nobody says right now. It's about doing. But the fact that Chris Greer said, I guess we need to invest money in the offensive line, right? When your quarterback getting broken up, you couldn't run for social distancing, and Liam Eichenberg played three positions. The damage is done. We already know, right? Somebody said, should he be fired? He should be fired already. Like, I don't know. I just think that anybody in that position, right, when you make a pick that doesn't work out, you're deemed a bad GM. But if you look around the league, like the teams that get really lucky and have their second, third, and fourth round picks work, those are usually teams that end up being like Detroit. So you have to, there's a lot of luck that goes into that. I'm mad at him about what he did with the offensive line and what he did with Van Ginkle. That's it. But I'm not perfect either, so I don't know.
You're pretty perfect, dude.
My damage is done.
Call me an idiot 2 minutes ago.
I still love you.
Damage is done.
My damage
when
is done.
When someone calls one an idiot, that just means I love you.
Exactly, exactly.
Dude, we almost got in a fist fight in Dallas because you didn't know what time it was.
It's very confusing to me. Central time messes me up, dude. My damage is done. I am a little bit sleepy poos at the end of this show today because I was up till 1 in the morning to watch my favorite basketball team blow a 17-point fourth quarter lead, choke in the first overtime because they couldn't hit free throws, and then unable to corral DeMar DeRozan, who's older than everybody but somehow is in better shape than everybody at the end of that game. And I'm just hurting. Miami Heat, but specifically Eric Spoelstra. Dude, tall time is a thing, and you're just going to have to embrace it. I don't know what to tell you. We're sitting here, and Khalil Ware and Nikola Jovic are killing it. And you're just like, smaller doses. I guess I just don't know why.
My favorite is his explanation. They have earned the right to... But so if they go from 25 minutes to 13, did that mean that they disgrace themselves?
I don't know. But I just, you know, crazy me. But damage is done, Spo. Jennifer?
Yeah, can you give a damage is done to yourself, Jennifer?
For fake roll call?
Yeah.
You know what? You continue doing this whole thing where you're lashing out on me and I really don't appreciate it. But you know, I'm going to let it go.
You're the one that did a roll call.
I'm going to let it go.
Okay.
Very mature.
Yeah.
Okay. New year. My damage is done.
Same old JP.
I'm not changing. I'm an amazing version of myself.
All right, we're listening.
Thank you. Despite landing most of his punts this season, the damage was done when the Cowboys, Brandon Aubrey, hit this cheerleader right in the head.
Oh, I saw that.
Knocking her down on the sidelines as she's just doing her job.
That was rough.
I mean,
that's concussion protocol.
It was hard seeing that replay.
Knocked her right in the noggin.
Really?
Knocked tears right out of her eyes.
Really? Oh, come on. It's a football. Nobody ever been concussed from hitting a football. No. From 50 yards out?
That's concussion protocol.
When have you ever hit with a football when you're not wearing a helmet?
Look at that.
Exactly.
No, because I have
hands. And she was moving around.
No, she wasn't looking, dude, because you got to face...
Yeah.
You got to say, rah-rah, sesboom-ba, you got to face the crowd, not the field.
What is the...
What was she saying? What was she cheering?
What was the chant?
What was it?
Rah-rah. You think that's what they're doing?
That's what they say.
Something about a
no, they don't.
Firecracker, firecracker, boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom. I've heard that. Brr, it's cold in here.
Dude. They don't know that.
Cheerleaders don't do that no more.
Oh, they do that.
They dropping it like it's hot. Have you ever been to a high school game?
No.
It is crazy.
Now, is that more of a... Like it's changed over the years.
Yes,
like a Miami thing or not a Miami.
I've been to cheer competitions, and you leave there with a damn migraine because everybody has their mixtape sound the same.
Yeah,
it's a boom, boom.
Really?
You would swear you're at Ultra, not
a
cheer competition.
You're going to intangible cheer.
No, do everything. It's all amongst every
genre.
But
you can tell the difference between the tangible.
You really can't. You really can't.
They're all doing the same.
No, the non intangibles are better, but it's you know. But they're dancing to the same mixtape.
like you see them, and then you see the dance crew.
Well, in fairness to myself, she's not there for the dancing. She's up there for the. Whoosh.
Oh, she's
the flying squirrel.
The flyer, right?
Could you imagine first day at first
that photo disturbs me. Stop putting
first,
it on.
First day at cheer camp or whatever tryouts, they point everybody out. You're definitely a base spinner.
You would say that, Leroy. You would.
Where else to put it? Your base, right?
Flying Frog, what do you got for us?
Well, you know me, I'm a sucker for beef. But this is no cheeseburger and no wrap beef. This instead is a beef amongst bigs. If you have paid attention in the past, you have seen exchanges between Shaquille O'Neal and Dwight Howard.
Oh, yeah, those guys hate each other.
This was a while back. Dwight Howard posted, "What's up? Let's make some bread," in reference to a celebrity box.
Yeah, I think Shaq and Gronk were at the Tyson fight, and they said they were going to make a celebrity boxing league.
Correct. And Shaq's response to Dwight, as it usually is, "You have to have rings to fight me." Long story short. Other exchanges in the past that we've seen, a roast battle, you know, and, you know, Dwight Howard's usually lighthearted with these, and Shaq is always like, "I only battle champions, little man. Focus on getting a ring." He's always taking it very seriously. But it seems their beef has reached a new level. In 2025, Dwight Howard doesn't have time for that. My damage is done goes to Shaquille O'Neal.
Wow.
And it's because he made me side with Dwight Howard, who I don't necessarily care for. I don't hate him as much as Shaq does, but I wouldn't necessarily consider him the pillar of maturity. But in this tweet here, this is Shaq, who is saying that the fact that Dwight Howard, you think that I care about you, is funny. He says he won't ever bring up your name again. You're sensitive. You're a jokester that can't take a joke. Won't ever say your name again. Have a great day. You've been deleted. And then proceeds with a bunch of hashtags.
Who's Shaq think he is, Larry Zonka?
This guy is hashtagging like he
hashtag stay off podcasts.
Like, what? I don't need any validation. You do. You got to show respect to get respect, which I don't think Shaq has ever shown Dwight Howard. I think ever since that Superman thing at the...
Yeah, they'd be for contest, a long time.
It's really been Shaq kind of just like hating on
when he was like, "Hey, wait, you're beefing with Kobe? That's my bit."
Yeah,
his hashtags, he might as well just wrote it all out.
For sure, for sure.
That's how people used to hashtag.
He also,
like,
is probably a fan of the show. He said, "You're dead to me."
Now you're dead to me.
I think that's how people used to hashtag, like, back in 2013.
Yeah.
You know, your subliminal message was your hashtag.
It's true.
Before it was a tool to search for something.
But this was Dwight's response to that.
Oh, geez.
Very long, so I'm going to give you the synopsis. In reference to Shaq saying, "You think that I care?" Dwight Howard responds, says, "I know you care. Your insecure ass has been hating and talking bleep for 20 years. You're too big to be this insecure, and I hope you don't bring my name up again. 52 years old and still tweeting me, still hating. Now you want to say it's a joke." He claims that Shaq is jealous of Kobe, Penny, D-Wade, and Charles as well. He goes to threaten him on revealing a 5-paragraph DM Shaq must have sent him. But long story short, it had me thinking, 52 years old, still getting into beefs with Dwight Howard, huh, Shaq?
Shaq is an OG tweeter, though. He was one of the first people that was really on Twitter.
For sure. But at what point do you, like, we get it, Shaq, you're better than Dwight Howard. Like, we get it, dude. Like,
Shaq can't get in the ring with him.
Why are you so angry? No, he can't. I mean, sure he's broken and brittle at this age, but at this point, Dwight Howard seems to be the more mature of the two big men and truly taking the high road. And you know what? Congratulations, Dwight Howard. I'm proud of you. Shaq, grow up, dude. Damage is done.
I always feel like Marcos is on the wrong side of celebrity beefs.
You got Shaq always
feel like, does it always feel like, yeah, of course I have Shaq.
Also, if they're responding back to each other, like, and there's paragraphs, how is that really being the bigger person?
But, like, how do you, don't you always feel like Marcos picks the wrong side?
Okay. Name them.
I mean, first DeMar DeRozan and Drake.
Drake.
Drake versus Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, so everything just goes back to LeBron. Drake. It's just Drake. You're just saying Drake. You know, who picked the wrong one between Sabonis and Bam?
Last night, me.
last night? What about the game every winner time, before? What I about say, every single
every time?
Time
you say it's not every single time.
Every King, time you say something about Sabonis, he goes off.
King Sabonis is having a moment. I'll give him credit where
credit. A moment? It's been like 2 years.
Pacers Sabonis couldn't stand up to Bam.
It's been longer than 2 years.
It hasn't been longer than 2 years.
It's been longer than I'll
it just
say.
Feels it because I always make it to be a big event, but they only face each other twice a year.
Yeah, but he always goes for 20 and 15, 20.
He got the upper hand this year. But this is the first time the Kings have swept the Heat in
didn't
years.
Didn't he have a triple-double?
Huh?
Last night?
So did Jaime Jaquez. Big deal.
Missed free throws.
Triple-doubles are overrated. They almost had a triple-double with steals.
Okay. Maturing is realizing I'm actually the only one on this show that's right about his takes.
What?
It's true.
You're not right about any takes.
Leroy says crazy things about food all the time. You say crazy things about players because you're emotional. Your heart's in the right place. Jay Fig's angry. We can't ever trust what she says.
She does have really? A bad temper.
She's very angry.
Look at her. She's going to kill you.
Look at her. That's just one thing. She's been like, here for 30
especially,
minutes.
You know.
You in that ugly shirt. You see, watch out.
When she does that eyebrow thing, she starts rubbing her eyebrow like she got, like it's like a nervous twitch.
That's the towel.
I went over it with Stunt and Steve. I'm at least 2 for 4. I say 3 for 4 on my
you
last
You wanted Odell Beckham Jr.
I was totally wrong about that one. Not at this moment.
We fought a whole Tobin is out show over this.
Yeah, and then I had to fight the whole internet when I said he made a career off of one cat.
All right, everybody, that's our show for today. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow. Bam Adebayo, Bismack Biyombo, samesies. Bam Adebayo, who's in a simple offensive slump for half the season, okay? Ooh. Bam Adebayo, new DeAndre Jordan. Bam Adebayo, screwing the pooch after getting the bag.
I'll see y'all when I see y'all.